I was reading this morning early, and my mind was brought to this text. It's in Numbers 10 and verse 33. And it says, "The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them to search out a resting place for them." That's a most interesting scripture. It is, of course, typical of the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus himself is the ark of the covenant.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus himself is the ark of the covenant of Jehovah. The word Lord is spelt in small capitals in our authorized version here. It means Jehovah. The ark. Remember a man who needed an ark? The whole world was going to perish. He needed an ark. His name was Noah. We need an ark. This world will perish. It's not going to perish with a flood. It's going to perish with fire. It's all going to be burned up. All that you go out and look at now will be burned up. Judgment. We need an ark. We need a place of shelter. But then we need an ark that has meaning. It needs to be a covenant ark. Because we need a covenant with God to deliver us from that terrible fire that will burn this earth of ours and all that in it is to a cinder. And then it'll need to be the covenant of the Lord, for nobody else but God himself can save us. Amen. And keep us and preserve us and bring us to glory. But the Lord Jesus is all that. He's the ark. One day I met him, and I can say, hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Why? He's the ark. But he's the ark of the covenant, because him and his father have entered into a covenant, Christ, that if God gives us to Christ, Christ will die for us. And in eternity, God gave us to Christ. In eternity, the church was given by the Father to the Son. And we are the eternal givings.
Amen.
That God gave to Christ. We're chosen in him, listen to it, before the foundation of the world. The next thing to God in time, if we can measure eternity by time, is our being given to Christ from all eternity. I love that verse. It was the verse I staked my soul on many years ago. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. But that verse has a very deep truth fastened to it. The preface to the verse, what is it? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All. And every soul given by the Father to the Son, every one of them will come to Christ. And when you came, you knew nothing about it. You just knew you were a sinner and you needed to come. But the angels rejoiced. There's another one in. Another one that was given. And he'll bring them all in. That's why we need to be, as parents, we need to plead the covenant promise.
Amen.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house, household salvation. But then you'll notice that this ark went first. It went before them. The ark touched the water of Jordan before anybody else touched it. The ark went up to the walls of Jericho that tumbled down before anybody else went up. The ark goes first. Christ is ahead of us. What is he ahead of us for? To clear the way. And I am confident that my Savior is able to clear the way and take away all difficulties, all trials, all troubles for his own glory's sake. But he went before them to search out something. What was he searching out? A resting place. A resting place. God doesn't want us to go about with our traces of our sadness on her face. I met a woman the other day, and all her veins and all in her head were joined together. She looked dreadful. I said, "Are you not well?" "No," she says, "I'm not well." But God wants to smooth away those things. He wants to give us peace. You can have anything wrong with you, but you can still have God's peace. And God's peace will bring you through. Peace like a river. Oh, the ark went to do something. It went to get them a place. They needed a place to search out a place. What a wonderful thing it was that the place was found. And where is the place? It's in his arms. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe from corroding care. Safe from the world's temptation. Amen. Listen to it. Sin shall not harm you there. Neither will Satan. Neither will the troubles of this life. Perfect peace. I'll give you perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. May God help us to stay our mind in Christ as we break the bread this day and drink the cup.